The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on The Kingery.
I'm not this guy. I'm not Roberts. And before you ask, no, I don't remember what my real name is.
There's one way to find out. Come on, let's go find a wrench.
I got words, boss.
You got nothing, Jawbone, if you don't turn around and walk back out.
I want that wrench dealt with permanently.
Getting in your face is not grounds for restitution.
Yeah, well, it should be.
I'm getting Hook's side, and then I, the boss, will decide what to do about it.
Where's Tithia, Proc?
I'm just embarrassed, not her keeper.
I give up. I'll do it myself.
We have reason to believe that my friend's been the victim of illegal body swapping.
Roberts? You're Roberts? I mean, Roberts?
This is his body.
Well, I need to think about it.
But every moment passed.
I said I'll need to think about it.
All right, Hooks. But please don't think too long.
This job is definitely not worth $18.05 a year. Asa, can we talk?
Sure, kid. I just found this bag of sandwiches. You want one?
I can't do it, Asa.
Sure you can. Look, the wrappers ain't even open. And if I eat all these sandwiches, I'll lose my girlish figure.
I don't mean the sandwiches. The sandwiches.
What's on your mind? Seems like it's weighing pretty heavy.
It's just, well, do you remember what you told me about just seeing my job? Keeping my head out of anything else I might see or hear, or not see or hear?
I remember.
Well, I can't. I've tried, and I can't. I don't know how everyone else does it, but I guess I'm just not that kind of person.
Not everyone is.
Something happened, and I can't pretend it didn't. And now I'm going to have to do something that's, hazardous to my health. All my tech books tell me things like how to work on a live circuit without getting electrocuted. They don't say anything about ratting someone out in a mob-run casino without sleeping with the sea anemones or whatever it is gangsters say.
You know something?
What?
I knew you'd do the right thing if I gave you a little time. This is a good sandwich. Ain't hardly even stale. You sure you don't want one?
I'm sure. I have to go talk to the boss, and being late would just make a bad situation worse.
Suit yourself. Stay around, kid.
I sure hope so. Take care, Asa.
Seems I was right about him. Hope he sticks around. This place could use him.
Next thing you know, she's gonna run her, and nobody's seen her since.
Oh, if someone else is in his office, that means I'm not late.
Yeah, boss.
It's Jawbone.
Things like this have a way of spreading faster than Jovian crotch rot. I don't want anyone to get any bright ideas about skipping out. The other families will jump all over anything they can. So you find her, and you bring her in line, or you get restitution some other way. You got that?
Yeah, boss.
Now watch your ass. I'm tired of your screw-ups. I trust I make myself clear.
Yeah, boss.
He can't kill me right in front of Mr. Arkell's office. He can't kill me right in front of...
Well, if it ain't my least favorite wrench.
Hi, Jawbone, sir.
What a coincidence meeting you here. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were about to do something real stupid. You ain't gonna do that, are you?
I don't,
'Cause some mistakes have a way of getting you killed.
Ah, Hooks, I thought I heard your voice. Come on in. You know, Jawbone, you're loitering an awful lot for someone who's just given something to do.
Sorry, boss. I was just letting this here wrench know that the third floor bathroom's out of them big white mints.
I gotta get a goon who's better at lying. Take a seat. You know, just today, Jawbone was telling me this wild story about how you, of all people, laid him out with a punch.
Well, boss, the fact is, I did.
Really? You, unarmed. I mean, no offense, but you didn't even make it onto your high school ping pong team.
How did you... Oh, never mind.
What kind of circumstances would push a man like you to KO someone Jawbone's size, I wonder?
To be honest, boss, I was protecting a member of my staff.
You must mean Julie, since right now she is your staff.
That's right.
So, Jawbone was doing something Julie needed to be protected from.
Yes, sir. Boss, he's been, hounding her over some late payments she owes. I told him to leave her alone, and he didn't like that much. Then he pushed Julie down, and I thought he was going to carry her off again, and I couldn't let that happen, so I punched him.
Hounding her over some late payments, you said?
Yes, she tried to hide it from me at first, but I...
See, I find that very interesting, since Julie doesn't currently owe me anything.
What? But she told me... Well, I mean, first she told me he wanted her to fix some broken lights.
You said you thought he was going to carry her off again. This implies he's done it before?
Yeah, he came in real drunk this one time. Looked like he'd fallen down 10 flights of stairs.
I see.
And he wanted Julie to go with him somewhere. He was grabbing her pretty hard, so I told him I wouldn't let him take her, so he got a little angry. And when I woke up, he was gone, and so was she. I mean, she came back later, but she seemed kind of distracted ever since then. I couldn't let anything happen to her, especially with Proc on suspension.
And he had the balls to come to me demanding your head.
He did what?
Something is going on here. Something serious enough that both Jawbone and Julie are hiding it. And I am going to find out what it is. We'll talk more about this later.
Yes, boss, but, Jawbone, he said if I told you what happened, I...
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I gave him a coloring book to keep him occupied for a while. Just make sure you stay out of his way. Stick to fixing things in public places. You know, I suspect the Sparkle Pool's plumbing system could use a full inspection.
Oh, yeah, boss, it hasn't been inspected in ages. I've been so busy with lights and fridges and bathrooms, it was on my list, but I keep putting it off because it's not actually broken yet.
Hooks.
Yeah, boss?
Go.
Oh, yeah, sure thing, boss.
That is the last goddamn straw, Darby.
Oh, that I were as in months past. As in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through God.
You and me both. You might not sing so close, you smell like a space battles convention.
I'm out of drink. Why am I out of drink already?
Because you spilled half of it down your pants. Hope it's a good disinfectant.
Bartender! Another one of these.
You've had plenty. You were sloshed when you came in. I saw you.
Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese?
Don't worry. I'll make sure he gets back to his room in one piece.
All right. But this is the last one.
I will give thee thanks before the nations.
Don't worry, I'm adding that thanks to your tab.
You were stumbling when you came in, but you didn't smell drunk. What's your deal?
My deal comes in little packets, courtesy of the devil. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? I'll tell you where he was, waiting, like a vulture to take it away.
Simmer down. You want to get us kicked out?
The serpent, subtlest beast of all the field.
Enough with the quoting. Can't you just talk?
There's nothing to talk about. When I looked for good, then evil came unto me. and when I waited for light, there came darkness.
Man, what's in those packets you were talking about?
My soul, bought cheaper than anything else in this damned place. God abandons me to evil men.
I don't get it.
He's got me. He won. All it took was little packets of heaven opened by cheap women from hell.
Oi, shut your pie hole. For the love of Jesus.
Shepherd.
The eye of the adulterer waiteth for twilight, saying, no eye shall see me.
Sit down and be quiet, you jackass. Damn it, why do I always end up talking to the loud drunks?
Look, if you can't keep your friend in line, you're both out of here. People are trying to drink in peace.
Sorry.
I've surrendered to the king of Babylon.
You know what? Screw this. Get your own smelly, slobbery, drunk-ass home. I'm leaving.
Wait.
And there goes a good customer. You gonna leave on your own 2 feet? Or do I have to call some encouragement?
A good customer is, like Regina said, a man like me can't get the love of a good woman because good women deserve better. No wonder I lost it to Robert.
You listening to me?
My spirit is broken. My days have faded out. The grave awaits me.
That's it.
It's all right. I'm leaving.
Try not to pass out on the way to your room.
I'm not going to my room. I'm going back to heaven and hell.
Now, at least they've been cleaning the filters, but this waterfall servo needs a total overhaul. Of course, the pH readout is an inch from the ground. It makes perfect sense.
Ow. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
It's okay. I've had worse things than coffee spilled on me.
Here, let me help you. Wait a minute. You're that maintenance guy.
I swear, the words "that maintenance guy" will be on my tombstone. What? You're the guy who was with Regina. You're Roberts. Only...
not.
You probably shouldn't be out here.
I know. I just needed to get some air and clear my head. I was sobering up with some coffee until I spilled it all over you.
Is that a cup from Ahab Coffee? That stuff's not worth drinking anyway. Did you ever get those files you needed?
No. You were my last hope.
What the hell? My day can't get any worse. Let's head over there and see what we can find out.
You mean it? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Let me just close this panel. All right, let's go.
Wow. Nobody even noticed us walking in here.
Are you kidding? Nobody notices wrenches unless something's broken. The records room should be right over...
Welcome!
Gah! Hasn't anyone heard of a volume control?
How may I assist you?
If I can remember how to bypass the stupid menu system.
Maintenance override in progress!
All right. Now, what are we looking for exactly?
Let's start with Roberts. If I'm in his body... and he's got to be in the system somewhere.
Okay, let me search the recent activities log.
Searching. One match found.
Put it on the terminal screen. M. Roberts. That sound right?
Yes, that's me all right. I mean, it's him.
Looks like he's borrowed a few models lately. Huh, that's weird.
What?
Let me sort these by time. Yeah, see? Here's where he was, uploaded into the Rose body. That's, how I met you. Him.
Right. But you said you didn't think you could find her again.
Yeah, that is, well, she was kind of, well, there was a scene in Shenanigans.
The whorehouse?
The whorehouse. And Rose, I mean, Robert's Rose, kind of, well, got shot.
Shot?
But look here. His customer record shows him being downloaded out of a body later. But it's not the Rose body, it's some body model called Vivian.
How could he be downloaded out of a body he wasn't uploaded into?
I don't know.
So wait, if Roberts, the real Roberts, was in a body that got shot, what happened to his mind?
I'm kind of fuzzy on the details, but I think it should have transferred back into the system automatically. It's a slow process without the active optimization they usually use on transfers, but...
It should be in the records, right?
Probably, if I can figure out how to find it. Ah, this is it, I think. Here's the start of the automatic transfer, and... And it never finished.
What?
There was a power glitch, and then after the glitch, the transfer never resumed.
But then his soul...
He's gone. The buffer gets cleared every night.
That other model, the one I was downloaded from, Vivian, can you show me what it looks like?
I think so.
Body model Vivian, the newest addition to the Kingery SOY lineup. Experience life through the eyes and body of a beautiful athletic woman. Whether you're going for a night on the town or a more intimate occasion, Vivian offers superb flexibility and infinite adaptability.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Are you okay?
That's me. That's my body. What are they doing with my body?
According to this, right now it's out being, rented.
Where?
At Shenanigans.
The whorehouse?
I'm sorry.
My body? My goddamn body is in the whorehouse with someone else in it? Someone is fucking someone else with my goddamn body. The body that was stolen from me because of some wolvesy goddamn cop? I don't believe this. I don't fucking believe this. I've got to find Regina.
And here I thought my day couldn't get any worse.
What's going on in here? I heard shouting. Oh, the wrench. You know the women's restroom is...
I know! I was just, well, there was a power glitch a while back, and the proper forms didn't get filed, so I was double-checking to see who answered the service request.
There aren't going to be any more power problems, are there? I don't have to tell you that we have some very delicate systems here.
Yes, that's why I'm looking into it, to make sure there won't be any further problems. Oh, look, here's the service form.
Just make sure you check the women's restroom before you leave.
Sure, whatever. Huh. I wonder who did answer the service call. Oh, no. Proc. Now I remember. He was trying to tell me. Oh, no.
That big party is coming in 2 hours. We'll need the west patio cleared and set for them. Got it?
Regina, I need to talk to you.
Of course. Sarah, can you please take care of the front for me?
Sure. Take all the time you need.
Come on, Roberts. You look really upset, Betty. What's wrong?
I found her. I mean, me. I found me.
You. You? You mean your body?
Yes. That guy, Hooks, I think. He looked on the soul files for me. Roberts was the last recorded being transferred out of a body model named Vivian. Only it's not Vivian, it's me.
Are you sure?
When I saw the picture, I knew. My memories before I woke up in this body are still a big jumble, but when I looked at the screen, everything in my mind screamed that it was me. and they took me out of my body and started using it as a body model.
But then, what about Roberts? What happened to him? If you're in his body...
He's gone. Something about a power glitch. I don't remember. All I care is there's somebody in my body right now. I don't know how to feel.
Roberts is gone.
How can they do that? Just take somebody's body from them. Do you know where it is right now? Shenanigans? Probably grinding some greasy tourist. My body. What am I going to do?
I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, come here. We'll figure something out.
I thought once I found out what happened to my body, everything would be okay.
It'll all work out. Your body is still alive, after all.
I guess, but it's not.
Not that this body is all that bad. What's wrong?
What are you... I'm not...
Handprint and retina scanner. Really, Roberts, anyone who knows what they're doing can disable that paranoid security anyway. Now let's see if anything here tells me what happened to you. I didn't figure you for such a neat housekeeper, Roberts. Even the toilet seat's down. Wait a minute. This towel is damp. Someone took a shower here recently. After Roberts disappeared. Someone's been living here. Here's his appointment book. Let's see. Meetings with someone named... Shepherd. Must be one of his contacts. And several blocks of time just marked SOL. But nothing new has been entered in the last couple days. It's a good thing my rental has comfy seats. Whoever's staying here will probably return. And I'll be waiting and watching when they do.
On the next, the Kingery.
Alright, you body-stealing bastards. This time I won't let some jackass in a tie turn me away.
Hey, Wrench. I need your help here at Shenanigans.
You what? I don't think...
Ugh, not for that, you idiot. Someone's locked himself in his room and I need you to open the door.
I can't fight off Jawbone no matter how hard I try. He's built like a damn tank.
Maybe not with your fish, you can't. But you can call on the one man in the place who can.
What are you doing here?
Maybe I'm just checking up on an old pal.
You are certainly no pal of mine.
What? What's that in the corner? It can't. It can't.
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
You never realize how much you miss your own bed until it's halfway across the galaxy. I gotta go back.
Kingery, Episode 10, Twilight, featuring the voice talents of Harry Whittle as Hooks, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Chip Joel as Jawbone, Michael McCaskill as Adam Shepard, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Seth Adam Scherer as the bartender, M. Sierra Garcia as the bar patron, Mike Winters as the computer voice, Kevin Hoskins as Aaron, Jane Parrish as Regina, Susan Bridges as Sarah, and Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray. Written by Macaulay Eaton. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Scherer. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by James Tyler. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.